Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America.
Is mom responsible? Are illegal immigrants responsible? Next level fake news, and how much for a Super Bowl ticket? It's all coming up then, Bill. It's going to be here with your message of the day, but first, very interesting legal moment here. There was a mass murder at a school in Michigan in 2021. A 15-year-old killed four of his fellow students with a handgun. He was sentenced to life without parole plus 24 years. But his mom is now on trial for her potential role, four charges of involuntary manslaughter. She says it was her husband who bought her son the gun one day when she was out shopping. She says that her husband and her haven't talked since they were arrested 4 days after the shooting back in 2021. She said she was having an affair at the time, but that did not affect her parenting. The claim is that she was grossly negligent in getting a gun for her son and for failing to get him the proper mental health treatment despite warning signs. She says that's all in her husband, and I didn't even know he had any mental health problems. Very interesting. How much and to what extent should parents be responsible for their kids' mass murder sprees? Speaking of responsibility, a bill passed Congress. It says that if you're an illegal alien and you drive drunk, you're automatically eligible for deportation and permanently inadmissible. The bill passed, 59 Democrats joined the Republicans, but 150 Democrats voted against the bill. Another bill would deport illegal immigrants if they commit Social Security fraud, and 155 Democrats voted against that one. I've said this for years now, and it's getting real now. Get ready for artificial intelligence to really screw with elections. A few weeks ago, there was that fake robocall using Joe Biden's voice. Well, in Slovakia, they have their election coming up, and a piece of audio came out where one of the top candidates was talking about how he rigged the election. Turns out it was fake. But there's no question this is going to be done here in America, and it will be very convincing. And it could go both ways. Someone will make something that's fake, and the candidate will deny it, or something really embarrassing will happen, and the candidate will say, oh, no, that didn't happen. That was a fake. That was a deep fake. That was artificial intelligence. The big game coming up on Sunday. I don't think I'm legally allowed to say the trademark name of the superb basin that's coming up. The average ticket price. What do you think? $9,800. 70% more expensive than last year. Just to get in the door, the lowest price ticket, $8,200. The quarterback for the 49ers could like barely afford that. His salary, $870,000 this year. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden's now being forced to act, even though confronting bad situations is the absolute last thing he really wants to do. But he has no choice. Iranian terrorist surrogates are now attacking American forces in the Middle East. So Biden will have to punish the mullahs, especially since three U.S. servicemen were killed over the weekend. On the border, the situation is so dire, 70% of the American people say the president's open border policy is unacceptable. And the noose is swaying above Hunter Biden's head. As it's obvious, he violated a bevy of federal laws and amassing millions from foreign agents. Joe Biden has to know Hunter has violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act. In addition, Hunter is charged with felonious tax violations in Delaware and California. There is nowhere for Joe Biden to hide on any of these things. He is massively exposed. So what will he do? As little as possible if history holds up. But no matter what he does, Biden's legacy is damaged perhaps beyond repair. So many problems unsolved, so few solutions coming out of the White House. And so the American people wait for Joe to do something. It has been a very long wait. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Go to the mail. Andrea, there are millions of Republicans who will not vote for Trump again. My relatives and I concluded. Plus Democrats and independents, we have 8 months to go. Please God, Nikki Haley can do it. Nikki Haley is not going to do it. God is not going to intervene. I shouldn't say that. I mean, I don't know what God's plans are, but she can't overcome him. So your decision, Andrea, is more of the Democratic Party or a guy you don't like who governed efficiently. That's the decision. Mark, hey, Bill, you probably touched on this, but it deserves revisiting. Another Trump presidency means little unless the House stays Republican and the Senate turns to Republican control. Very true. And that's been ignored. But come the fall, it'll take on more importance. That's very true. Jim Cray, Plano, Texas. Governor Abbott has just as much of a constitutional obligation to secure his state's border as the president does. However, the president is not following the rules. Therefore, Governor Abbott has an obligation to break the rules. Not in the Constitution. And if Governor Abbott does not obey the Supreme Court ruling, they'll put him in jail. Paul England, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Concerning Trump's potential VP pick, I find Mike Pompeo absent. I find him to be intellectually very capable. He is. But Donald Trump needs a minority or a woman on the second for obvious reasons. That's what he needs. Pompeo's a brilliant man. Thomas Francis, Marietta, Georgia. Hey, Bill, we're longtime viewers. We moved to Cobb County, Georgia from California 3 years ago. We love it. You say Governor Kemp needs to deal with Fannie Willis. Who has the authority to deal with her? She's an elected county attorney general. The governor and the attorney general of Georgia can deal with Fannie Willis. I think the legislature is going to impeach him. But Kemp is strangely silent. I know he doesn't like Trump, but he shouldn't be. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11. 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 56 years ago, communist troops launched a massive invasion into South Vietnam. The attack demoralized the American public, who had been told for years that America was winning the war in Southeast Asia. Here is the story behind the Tet Offensive. Tet is the annual celebration of the Lunar New Year. The holiday was previously used for a temporary ceasefire between combatants in Asia. The communists believed a surprise invasion would break the Vietnam stalemate. On the morning of January 30th, 1968, the North Vietnamese Army and their supporters in the South targeted hundreds of cities, towns, and government buildings, including the U.S. Embassy in Saigon. The Viet Cong conducted house-to-house searches, brutalizing civil service, religious leaders, and teachers. They executed so-called counter-revolutionaries and buried their bodies in mass graves. However, in totality, Tet was a failure for the North Vietnamese. More than 50,000 communist troops perished. 7,000 South Vietnam troops died. 216 Americans were killed. Though the mission failed, the invasion was successful as propaganda. Back in the States, public opinion turned against the war. The brutal conflict dragged on for another 5 years. After a decade of fighting, the death toll was 2 million civilians, 1 million North Vietnamese military, 250,000 South Vietnamese troops, 60,000 Americans. And here's something else you might not know. After the Tet Offensive, many journalists realized the U.S. would not win the war in Vietnam. One of them was CBS News anchorman Walter Cronkite. He said, quote, "We are now mired in a stalemate. The only rational way out will be to negotiate not as victors, but as an honorable people who did the best they could." Unquote. Back after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.